Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. We began the program this morning with a debate on President Obama's decision this week to scrap President Bush's missile defense plan for Eastern Europe. Well, there's another debate going on, and it's vigorous, and it's very diverse, and our partner, the BBC, has received comments from its audience around the world. Roz Atkins, host of the BBC's World Have Your Say show, joins us now from London. Roz, good morning.
Hi, good to speak to you.
How's the debate been going over the Obama decision to pull these missiles or to not deploy these missiles in Eastern Europe been going down with your listeners?
Well, it's one of those stories which we don't have to explain when we go on the air or we post it on the blog. This has been followed for months, if not years, ever since George Bush suggested it by our listeners. So the moment we heard President Obama was changing his plans, we got a huge reaction, not just from the States, but from Central and Eastern Europe, as you'd expect. But to be honest, from most people, because this just affects security all around the world. Anu got in touch from India and said, Obama can talk the politically correct talk on reducing weapons and friendship with Russia, but it's a blunder in realpolitik to give up an existing position of strength. And this really came out from those critics in America who, who aren't impressed. Jennifer Rubin's a blogger who came onto our program and said very forthrightly, he's underestimating the threat. He's given up a negotiating position with nothing in return from Russia. And it's naive to think that, you know, with a few backslaps and a friendly tone, that Russia and Iran can be dealt with. Of course, on the flip side, right, we had lots of Obama supporters saying, this is great, it'll calm down the arms race, it'll set a new tone with the rest of the world. So, you know, to be honest, people split down the same ways they always split with Obama. It's almost like people's positions are set and they react accordingly, whatever he does.
You know, it was also interesting to hear some of the voices talk about this as a very, very domestic issue, one that's really local to them. I mean, we are talking about their territory. Listen to this.
Well, you know, definitely this decision is highly welcomed in Russia by Russian political elites and also among the Russian population.
I personally thought that when we have this U.S. base on our soil, basically it will mean that we are a more important partner for the U.S. And now we see that, well, maybe we were wrong. Our perception of the U.S. was much stronger, much more important than the opposite side.
Well, I'm happy that it's been canceled, but on the other hand, I actually don't like the fact that it looks like they're appeasing the Russians.
That's Stefan in Prague, Yarek in Warsaw, and Kenya in Russia. It's interesting how domestic an issue this is.
It definitely is domestic, and plenty of Polish and Czech people got in touch with us to say, actually, we feel let down by our governments. They're being played as pawns, not just by America, but also by Russia. Jan in the Czech Republic called while we were on air to say he's disappointed. It's bad news for his country because Russia's stronger, America's weaker. And we had one email just before we came off air from Dan who wrote, I'm an American living in Prague with a cottage 20 miles from the projected site. The Czech electorate have long been underwhelmed by this radar starting. So I think there was a sense of resignation amongst Poles and Czechs we spoke to that really they didn't have much influence over this.
You know, how does this echo the very passionate demonstrations about intermediate range nuclear missiles during the Reagan era? I remember the thousands and thousands of people at those demonstrations. Are you hearing some of those in the emails and voices that you're getting?
Well, to be honest, we're not. And I think it's because of two things. One, they see President Obama as leading America in a very different way. So America is different. And two, they see Russia as a different beast from what it was in the 90s, but also what it was during the Cold War. And so it's a new game,
right,
but people's reactions are very much falling down traditional political fault lines.
Great stuff. Roz Atkins, host of the BBC World Have Your Say, and the program is having its say about Obama's decision to scrap the nuclear missile program in Eastern Europe. Thanks, Roz.